Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Look, there is a whole heap of sport to talk about this morning. I have got Barney and Milo in the studio. I've got King Cunningham on the line. KG, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan, Barney and Milo. Good morning, fellas.
Well, I tell you what, Ken, we had the opportunity and the pleasure of having Jake Kelly and his beautiful partner, Georgia, down last Friday. I tell you what, he is an exceptional person. I know he's a very good player, but he's a quality person on and off the field, and he was fantastic. I tell you what, if we had him replicated throughout the team, it'd be a great team.
Yeah, he's nothing like his old man, Craig, is he? He's a decent bloke.
Meathead.
He's a character, old Craig, I can tell you.
But apparently, I know I was talking to him, their back line is not going to look much different. I mean, yes, there's no Keith, but they're getting Duday back, and Duday is a better player than Keith, I'll tell you.
Well, he is. It just remains to see how he comes up from the knee reconstruction, and he'll take a while to sort of fit into the setup. But look, Duday's a very good player. I'm not concerned about the forward line. I just would like to see a bit more pace through the midfield and so forth. And I see where Tex Walker made the point. He wants to play on the wing. Tex, what are you drinking?
Yeah, no, they're all putting their hands up. And as I said at the start of the season, he's lost the mobility. He's got too big. Anyway, he's going to shed some pounds. So anyway, as you know, KZ, it is absolute silly season. Now, you're a passionate ex-Australian representative in cricket. Now, the Test squad... The wacky packies reckon they're going to be very serious and better. Anyone stiff not to be in that squad?
Well, I know Khawaja hasn't made runs, but gee whiz, Bancroft's been there before. Joe Burns has been there before, and they're the two players coming back into the side. The batting worries me. If it takes Smith and Warner out and Labuschagne to a lesser degree, it's a bit of a concern. So. If there is a question mark, it's certainly about our batting. Look, Travis Head, it's good to see him back into the side, and this is it for Travis. He's now got to stand up. He's got to make his mark, make runs and big runs, not 50s and 60s, but big runs, and consolidate his place on the side, because I still think he's when he's in form and if he can prove he can hold his place on the side, I think he's our best option for future captaincy. So, it'll be interesting to how Pakistan are competitive, because the cricket team thus far has been disappointing, guys.
Now, I was very impressed with this young man who has put his hand up and stepped away from the game in cricket due to mental health reasons. I mean, that takes great courage, and I think we need to support him. And I think Cricket Australia have to actually look at what are they asking their players to do throughout the season.
That's interesting. That's a very good point, Barney. Again, young Pavoski from Victoria. By all reports, he's a huge talent. We saw Glenn Maxwell, and other players walk away from the game. It's a real concern. Without being silly, and I know people that suffer from depression and so forth, and it's a horrible disease. But God, as a young bloke, I couldn't get down to the cricket ground quick enough to play.
Yeah,
and now we're sadly, very sadly, seeing players walk away from the game because. Of mental issues, which is very sad. And you're right, I think Cricket Australia have to take a long, hard look at this situation and find out if there's any reason why it's happening.
And you probably took out your stress and anxiety on the ball, whether it be...
Not when you got Lillian Thompson, Barney and Milo. I took the stress out other ways.
Well, KG, really, you need a big degree of mental toughness to make it at the top level. And we look at cricket and just one. Dean Jones, that subcontinent effort in the heat.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
That's what you need, don't you?
Well, you do. And that's the worrying concern, Barney and Milo, why this is happening. Like, in my day, I'm not living in the past, but there was Lillian Thompson, the Thunderbolts around. You had nobody here, but you wore a felt cap. Now they've got the helmets, far more protection. You've got far better preparation for the modern cricket and so forth. And that's another concern why we're seeing so many young players have these mental issues. And I think it's a real big issue that Cricket Australia have got to look at.
See, Ken, when you're a young fella playing cricket, You yep. never had a rest because the 6 months of the year you were playing cricket, 6 months of the year you were an umpire, and Curly was trying to knock you out. You were just under the pump all year, weren't you?
Well, I was, but Curly didn't try and knock me out, but he did knock me out in the 64. And we had a night the other night where he brought it up and he's finally admitted he's guilty.
Knocking me out. You've been scarred for life. Now,
yeah, you're right there.
Are you going to tune in to the Battle of the Codes, AFL versus NRL, Big Bad Bazza?
I could not give a stuff about it, Milo. I don't believe in fighting. I never have and I never will. I will never class it as a sport when you've got two blokes, as we'll see tonight, Barry Hall and Paul Gallen, trying to knock each other out. Now, what's so good about that?
Money.
I agree with you, Ken. I'll be watching Gardening Australia, quite frankly.
Well, so will I. I'll be watching, what's that good old... Colonel Clink, I'll be watching.
I see nothing.
That's exactly right.
We're covering everything this morning, KG.
I agree with you that I hate boxing. As much as I love Muhammad Ali, I hate boxing. But I tell you what, Barry Hall, out of the boxing ring and person one-to-one, is a wonderful bloke.
He's quiet. He's quiet as a church mouse.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, tonight all they want to do is knock each other out.
It's terrible.
Where's the sense in that?
Now, KG,
where's the sense in that?
The money. KG, big tick to you. You highlighted that the new coach at the Crows won't look for the extra assistance. So they're going to save some money there, and I wonder where it'll go.
No, I don't think that's the issue, Barney and Milo. I think that's a show of strength that he's gone to his assistant coaches and said, look, this is the situation. They've said to him that we, in the past, haven't had enough input, haven't enough say in what happens on the ground. So Nixie said, well, okay, I'll give you more authority. I'll give you more scope to do that. And I think that's a show of downright great strength and showing faith in your assistants. And I think that's a very positive move from Nixie there.
I couldn't agree more. Less Chiefs, more Indians.
Exactly right. Barney Mullen, you know, he's the coach, he's in control, I was very pleased when I read that, no doubt about it.
Well, we're going to talk to you again next week, and tennis season is coming. We'll talk to you soon.
Good on you, boys. Have a good weekend.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.